Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, I want to tell you, brace yourself. These are words that were given by Kim Clement prior to him being with the Lord in 2015. He nailed who our president was going to be, but he said, you know, this is who it would be. That's what I meant by nailed. And also, in regards to what would happen to the world, what would happen to Iran, Iraq, China, North Korea, and the very fact, what's about to happen to America? Because a lot of people think a tsunami is coming to New York, a washing tsunami. Guess what? He talks about that. But he also talks about a tsunami of God's Spirit. As a matter of fact, let's go listen. This is Kim Clement, prophetically powerful word. Take a look.
Kim Clement, last prophetic word, North Korea, Iran, USA. Some of Kim Clement's last prophetic words are being shared over and over again lately, especially words regarding North Korea, Iran, and North Korea. We encourage you to read through some of these words. Some of what Kim shared is, do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. Do not be afraid of the nations. For in 2016, everything will change, says the Lord. There will be a sound of liberty from the White House. There will be a sound of prayer from the White House. Pennsylvania Avenue shall be surrounded by people who will pray, will ask me to intervene, and I shall, says the Lord. For what is the foreboding sound? It is the sound of the enemies of America living in America. Those are your greatest enemies who call themselves citizens, but they're enemies of the cross and enemies of the nation, and they shall be dealt with. Prophesied on August the 8th, 2015. There shall be one exposure after the other. The nation, the nations are in uproar, as we all know. But the Spirit of God has spoken clearly. These are his words. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And yet you see the fear and trembling for my people? What is this? What fear would be instilled in you by the media that paints the picture of gloom and doom, the prognosticators of this time? And they say, how shall we rid ourselves of the vices and pacts made with Iran, our enemies? Kim holds up his cell phone. And he says, this will do it. This tiny instrument that people use every second. I shall do something that shall expose something that's taking place in Iran and Iraq, in the Middle East, but Iran specifically. There shall be an exposure. And this is such a tiny thing. And they'll say, this is a tiny thing that's brought the truth out. A tiny thing brought out the truth. And presently, this very moment, Iran and Russia are laughing at this nation and Russia, at this president, this very moment, but I will have the last life. Because I have said throughout the summer, there shall be one exposure after the other. Then I suddenly saw a word that I don't like speaking, revival. Lord, I asked the Lord, what does this mean? Kim, the people are praying for North Korea, Iran, and China. And yet the church in China is growing faster than anywhere else in the world. The church in Iran, which is underground, is growing and is greater than the one in the West. No, this nation needs revival. God says they have died and said, the naturalism, secular humanism. I'm exposing them 1 minute at a time. Any of it, as you have seen the truth about the little children that are being destroyed and how they're laughing about it, God says, today I'm about to pour on my people, those who have given, those who have sowed, and those who have stood the test of time. I'm about to pour on them. I will heal bodies like I've never healed bodies before. I will raise even the dead, as they said, it cannot happen. I will do signs and wonders, not signs and blunders, signs and wonders, says the Lord, as this earth has never seen. I will begin in China, then I will move through Iran and the Middle East. Then I shall flame this country, America, once again, under a righteous president. Prophesied on August 22nd, 2015. God says, why have you chosen fear? Today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to every person all over the world. Some of you who are seeking direction, some of you are fearful. I get letters every day from people who are fearful. But the Spirit of God says, why have you chosen fear? What is it that causes my people to look to fear? that says we shall must go back. God says to America, to the nations of the earth, do I stand fearing? When I spoke to Joshua, I said, don't fear. But I speak to you today. Many of you say, what about the tsunami that's coming to New York? God said, there's no tsunami coming to New York at this time. I am the Lord, the creator. The earth obeys me, and I have set certain things to happen. But at this time, no tsunami. I shall show you there shall be a spiritual tidal wave that shall lift the people to a higher place. Enough of this fear-mongering, says the Lord. Look at Israel, as they are now being rocketed because of handshaking with Iran. But God says, they have not shook my hand. They have not taken my hand in a covenant. Only those who have taken my hand in a covenant shall see the release of my glory in this end time. And it is coming. It is coming like a mighty rushing wind, as it was in the days of Acts and Pentecost, so I shall come again. So my people shall breathe the breath of God. My people shall stand once again as a comforter of men, says the Lord. This is a now word, says the Lord. Triumph shall be heard from the north, the south, the east, and the west, says the Lord. Prophesy on August 29th, 2015. America, I created you unique. It is not time for destruction. Where was I when this nation began? People lived in their fields, prayed to their God, gave their hands, their feet, and their blood for this nation that I call precious, my darling America. I was there as they stood as families, watching loved ones die. I was there. Hear the notes of the violin, for they played and brought sound for the nations, Europe and Britain, and created their own sound. America, you have imitated nobody, for I've created you unique. Where were they when my man signed the Declaration of Independence? Where were they when they said, under God, one God? I was there, says the Lord. And today, there's still a remnant that will not bow to the naturalist, to the secular humanist, to the atheist. No, it is not time for the destruction of this nation. There will come a time where the wrath of God shall be poured upon the nations of the earth. But today, I will bring recovery and restoration. And once again, America will sing my songs again and declare unto God, we stand. Do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. Do not be afraid of the nations. For in 2016, everything will change, says the Lord. There will be a sound of liberty from the White House. There will be a sound of prayers from the White House. Pennsylvania Avenue shall be surrounded by people who will pray and ask me to intervene, and I shall, says the Lord. So what is the foreboding sound? It is the sound of the enemies of America living in America. Those are your greatest enemies who call themselves citizens, but they're enemies of the cross and enemies of the nation, and they shall be dealt with. You want judgment, says the Lord? Watch. Watch the atheists. Watch. You want judgment? Then watch those who have risen up against me and said, perhaps we shall embrace Baal. Perhaps we shall embrace that religion. Maybe we shall embrace Sharia law. How? I laugh at you. Because the spirit of Elijah is in this nation, and Jezebel shall not stand, says the Lord. A combination of sounds. Blow the trumpet. Blow the shofar. Blow it. For there will be a combination of the sound of Israel and the sound of the United States of America. A new sound. And I will take the Spanish music and the Latin music, and I will put it together. And a unique generation will begin and begin to sing with a combination of the sound of Israel and America and a sound of Central America and South America, says the Lord. The Lord God of Israel is a jealous God. I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God. I will not allow the idols of Baal, the idols of Middle East. I shall not allow them to be worshipped. This is a time for sobriety, to be sober. Why? Because men have been blinded. There has been poverty, religious poverty, and yet there is a sound.
There is a sound. Is that awesome? Obviously, I was having to translate that, but it's just powerful. Remember, Amos chapter 3 says, for the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to the servants, his prophets first. And that's what we're actually seeing, this prophetic word that's accurate. You look what's happening, and God's doing some powerful things. A cell phone. Listen, I'm going to pull your cell phone out as a Christian. Pull your cell phone out and start recording, not each other. Record news meetings. Go to, talk to leaders. When you see things going on, just be nice about it. Ask questions. You can actually get that to us, and we can share it with the entire world. And when you think about this, you know, he said that there's been a tsunami that's going to come to New York. Everybody, many people have heard about that, but that's not now. What's happening now is a tsunami of God's Spirit, a tidal wave of God's Spirit. And then he said, you know, that Iran church is doing better than the American church. And if you're ministering, you know it's difficult. But guess what? Right. God heard our prayers, and revival's coming. He's going to set America ablaze again, just like was prophesied by Young Yi Cho, where Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence prophesied. Let's go back and look at that prophetic word. America is going to be ablaze again, just like Kim said, like God said, like Young Yi Cho said, like we're hearing ourselves, and like Pastor John Kilpatrick heard. Take a look.
Talked to her, and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle, and she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point, and it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
All of America will be ablaze with the glory of God. Listen, God's doing some awesome things. We're going to do an entire program on this wave of God's glory. Make sure you catch it. It's going to be an upcoming program. But God's talking about tidal waves of His glory, a great wave of glory that literally overtakes everyone. Maybe we'll get a chance to share what happened to Pat and I when we were in South Carolina at Morningstar Ministries. We felt a wave of God's glory just hitting us nonstop. Don Potter was working. It's going to be so awesome what God is doing. He's heard your prayers. Understand, right before God does the most amazing thing, quite often men are in their darkest hour. So during these 4 months that, you know, Chuck was talking about and prophesying about, just build. Don't build old, build new. Don't, you know, honor the old wineskin, honor what God has done, but realize God's doing a new thing. He's not compromising His gospel and His word and His lordship, but He's doing a new thing to reach this billion soul harvest that's coming. It's so important. God has heard our prayer. Pray for our president, pray for the cabinet, pray for this judiciary branch that's being appointed. Pray, because God hears prayers. This whole word is about, I heard your prayers, and I'm going to respond around the world, including revival in North Korea. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for these encouraging words. And I just pray right now over our audience, those that are watching right now. I pray for you in your home. I pray the Lord would bless you, meet you, heal your mind, heal your body, encourage you. You've been at this point of death that was talked about in this prophetic word. I just speak life over you. I speak hope over you and encouragement, strength to keep moving, keep going, and get hope. Realize in the fall of this year, it looks like some glory is going to be poured out over the entire world. The whole earth is filled with His glory. And I just want to encourage you. And we're going to declare right now by faith that abortion has ended in America and that revival is here and third of great awakening is here now in Jesus' name. And God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.